Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another night of the Saint Germain Radio Show. As you know, the Saint Germain Radio Show is on once a month on Spiritual Connection Radio, normally the second Tuesday of the month at 8 o'clock. We're going to be taking callers later, so you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. As always, I'd like to give everybody out the website information. It has the links for both Brigitte and Mike, of course, the two key players for this evening's show. So if you want to find out more about their websites and the services they offer, you can get those website links off of our radio website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. With that, we have Brigitte that's going to be on this evening doing channeling work, bringing angels, ascended masters, usually Saint Germain, but we're always surprised when we see other visitors come in. And you can find out more about her services and the great workshops that she has coming up if you're in the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area by going to her website at lightbridge101.com. The music that you heard at the beginning of the show is provided by Mike, who is very talented and able to channel music from the angelic realm. And his website is mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. And if you missed any of those links, you can get them off the radio website. My name is Mark Ross, and I'll be doing the Diksha blessing tonight during the initial music. And with that, Brigitte, the floor is yours.
Oh, my God, Mark, that was amazing. So fast and so smooth. Hello and welcome, everyone, to the Saint Germain Radio Show. And this is a very auspicious time leading up to the 11/11 star portal tomorrow. So I'm sure all of you have felt the intensity of what we've been going through in the last few weeks, that deep purging and releasing and looking at our fears again, looking at our shadow side. I tell you, I can't wait until this 11/11 is over to just get some breathing space again, because it certainly has allowed me to look in at parts of myself that I thought I already dealt with, and yet here they were again in a different form. And with the different consciousness level we have, everything will be different and will have to get dealt differently. So even so, we might think, oh, but I've already dealt with money issues, I've already dealt with relationship issues, I've already done this and that. Well, guess what? You have a new consciousness level, and you're getting ready to expand even that consciousness level to another space, to another experience of who you are. And so it is about revisiting some of these parts of you that you already have dealt with and just refining them. And so just like diamonds in the fire, we are getting shinier and shinier every time and more radiant. This is certainly about illumination and radiance, emptying ourselves to bring in a greater vibration of love and light into our deepest parts of ourselves. And Mark, you didn't talk much about your own self. I mean, Mark is also an amazing channel and healer and guide and life coach. So you can certainly also go to his own personal website, which is, help me out, Mark. What's your website?
It is markarawson.com. That's MarkA as in apple, Rawson, RawsonRawson.com.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, so it's really, that's what makes this radio show always so unique and special to me, is that holy trinity, that energy of the three of us working together. And I might be bringing through the masters who are speaking through me at some point, but Mike and Mark still are holding the space and running some beautiful healing energy too for everyone who's listening. And the same when Mike is playing his beautiful music and is channeling the higher vibrations of love and light and of the ascended masters and angels for his music, he too is doing that, and Mark and I then hold the space and offer the healing to all those who are listening. And then, of course, Mark is offering this amazing Diksha where you're being connected to Source, to your divine I Am presence, and you move into alignment with so much love and light that empowers you to also go through a transformation and just moving you more to a place of love and peace. And you will feel that. You will feel that during the music. It will feel like you can breathe again. Your heart area is going to expand, and it's incredibly healing for everyone who's listening in or who's listening to the recording at a later time, because time and space really doesn't make a difference. And so we always start the radio show with a long piece of opening music by Mike Snyder, who has refined his music by working with the masters of the seven rays, in particular with the master of the third ray to the vibration of love. And so allow yourself, when you listen to the music, to really feel that heart energy that is activating your own pink ray within your own heart, to allow yourself to be open to receiving love in ways you've never allowed yourself before. And when we are preparing for a star portal like the 11-11 gate, and we'll be, I'm sure Saint Germain will talk a little bit more about it when he comes through, or whoever, whatever master's going to come through, then the love is so important, because it is through the love that we are willing to release what no longer serves us, that we are willing to forgive. And in this place of forgiveness and releasing, then we can open ourselves up to become someone new, to step across the threshold and delve deeper into our divine self. So during the music, be very much aware that the masters of the third ray, as well as Serapis Bey, who's purifying all of us at this time to get us ready to cross the threshold tomorrow, be very much aware that Serapis Bey also will work on you. Serapis Bey is known as the spiritual life coach, and so he supports us in finding the courage to walk pathways we've never walked before. So invite Serapis Bey. If you're uncertain about which road to take at a crossroads, Serapis Bey is an excellent master to help you, to empower you, to encourage you that it's safe to release what no longer serves you, to purify yourself so you can step into the new you. And one of the things that you might have noticed, too, that I just want to talk about for a second is, in the last few weeks, a lot of people have been sick. And, yes, of course, it's part of the weather change, but it's also that we find that on a very physical level, we are also going through changes. Our whole physical body is changing in preparation to hold a higher vibrational frequency of love and light. Because we couldn't do that. Our nervous system wouldn't be able to hold the higher frequencies if we are not going through a transition within ourselves. So if you felt that certain areas in your body have been greatly affected, it is those areas that you will find are going to open up further, are going to expand further into a higher vibration. So instead of feeling lost or feeling that you might have failed or done something wrong, especially for those of you who might have fallen and hurt themselves, simply know that all of this is helping you to restructure your body to a whole new form of existence. So be at peace with what's going on, and don't feel that you had bad karma that has led you into a bad place. So with that being said, I'm going to hand this over now to Mike and to Mark. So the double M's, Mark will do the Diksha and Mike will play his beautiful opening. Simply allow yourself to be open, allow yourself to receive, and make sure that your heart is open to process, because if anything is going to get touched tonight, it will be your heart. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you. my dear friend, and all of you out there. Feel with your heart the higher frequencies of love. That it's a foundation for the power of transformation that is so rich at this time. Apologies, Mike, for stepping in if you haven't finished with your beautiful music. But the frequency is too high right now, interfering with the clarity of the music coming through to those who are listening. So forgive us for having stepped in. You know that our love is with you always. But this is a time of heart opening, preparation. I am Aeolia. I am the higher aspect of Saint Germain. And I am here to lead you, all of you, as initiates that you are, to the threshold to cross into a new frequency of illumination. All of you are so gifted. And often you get caught up in what you call your failures or shortcomings. But they really are not. They're not failures or shortcomings. They're simply showing you a little bit more self-love and light is needed. They've simply shown you that you have not fully forgiven yourself. In truth, you cannot fail, and you cannot even be wrong, because you're part of God, so it's greater, all that is. Sometimes we observe you separating between spiritual work and non-spiritual work. But the truth is, spirit is all that is. So even that, what you might call not spiritual, is part of spirit. And so I invite you now to review your life and realize that what you might deem mundane and simple is not mundane and simple at all. It is part of a larger hologram. And even so, you might feel that you're experiencing three-dimensional frequencies. It is part also of the frequency of all that is that contains the third-dimensional frequency. And so when you're being prepared to expand your consciousness, what you're being prepared is to look beyond the boundaries you've set for yourself. Look beyond the belief systems that have kept you on a certain path or that even have held you safe. Crossing the threshold will never feel safe at first. Closing a door and opening one new one never feels safe. A new job, a new relationship. You might well find a million reasons why this new job or new relationship is a challenge or can't be good or will fail. And yet, this in you is the divine flame of all that is. This in you is the power to create peace, harmony, and fulfillment. It is not so much that you can't trust in those around you. The truth is, you don't trust in your own self. And so I'm here to remind you that you are indeed safe. You are indeed loved just the way you are. And you do not have to prove to anyone that you are worthy of our divine love. Especially you don't have to prove this to your own self. So acknowledge that when you come to the point of a threshold, it is also a time of completion. Completing the path, completing the process, completing a lifespan, completing the breath of God. So the question is, what do you want your next path, your next project, your next breath of God to be? Do you feel in all that is you can bring forth as a potential for your own life? Because there are no limits. You and your mind are the only part that creates limits. Nothing on the outer creates limits. So take a few deep breaths now. And with every out-breath, allow yourself for a moment to think into that what you might call your shadow world, what you might call your limitations into that, whether it's your work, whether it's a relationship, whether it is unfulfilled potential that you're feeling, that you're experiencing, whether it is a place that you live in that is not feeling that like it's in alignment with your heart. Go into your shadow world and walk in it for a moment. Just unfiltered truth of your feelings. And don't be afraid. I am right there with you. A higher frequency of a violet flame beyond what you've ever experienced. But I'm not going to step in. I am just walking the path with you through your shadow world, because at this time, all I want you to do is observe. Take a look. Take a look at that, what you call your pain. Take a look at that, what you feel is holding you back. And even some of you entered into relationships, you still have not allowed yourself to live to your true potential out of fear of being rejected, out of fear of being unworthy, out of fear of not being good enough in some form or way, being judged. So while you're in your shadow world, you can even compartmentalize it if you want. See it as different rooms. And now I invite you to stop in the middle of all this chaos. And allow yourself to feel the center of the storm, the center of the shadow world is you. You are in the midst of all of this. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are God, Source, Creator, all that is in physical form to be divinity in action, to be divinity in a manifested form. So now feel me stepping to you. Feel me and my light body touching the back of your heart. And feel how it ignites within you a beautiful, beautiful flame. It is a flame like none other. The flame holds a unique color. It even has a unique tone, a unique vibration. And you can feel it within you. You've even at some point forgotten that it was there. And it's your own uniqueness. It's your own special beauty. It represents your divine gifts, your divine expression of all that is that you are. So allow this flame now to grow and to touch you from the inside out until you become the flame of your heart, the flame of your divine essence. And now I invite you to reach out. Reach out into your shadow world and let your shadow world be touched by this flame of your own unique divine essence. Let it spread out. And by doing so, see and observe how your shadow world is changing now. So hopeless. Now suddenly look like a lesson well learned. A lesson of powerlessness. A lesson of doubt. A lesson of separation from God, source, creator, all that is. Or simply a lesson in love and self-love. In honoring you for who you are instead of compromising your true identity for the sake of someone else. Because now you realize that even so, you thought you would help the other by compromising. In reality, you simply enabled them to get away with the type of behavior that no longer serves them either. Sometimes it takes a crisis of a conflict to create a wake-up call, to create an awakening of the soul deep within to break through, to bring about change. To continue sending out that flame into every aspect of your shadow world until it slowly dissolves and all you find yourself is standing within the darkness of the womb of the Universal Mother. Having released all attachments, no longer needing specific outcome, knowing within your heart that the only thing that counts is your liberated soul is in the physical form. And so as you are in this darkness, you still feel the flame within you. You are still the flame. Your shadow world is dissolved. There is no fear in this darkness. There is a sense of safety, a sense of nurturing from the Universal Mother, from the Divine Feminine within and around you. And there's a pathway in front of you, a pathway that is leading you out of the womb, to the opening of the womb, to the threshold, to a new consciousness. But before you can even get to the threshold, it is time for you now to open yourself up to your true blueprint and to that what you came here on earth to fulfill in your lineage, in your heritage, in your own birthright. So within the womb, the light comes down to you. This is the light from your divine I Am presence. And it's pulling you upward through the darkness into the brilliant golden light of your own Christ consciousness, of your own Christ itself. And you become one with that vast love that is known to be the bridge to God, Source, Creator, all that is. For a moment, just allow yourself to feel that love. To feel the nurturing. To feel that loving embrace. Allow yourself to expand into the vastness of your own Christ itself that encompasses so much more than your body, more than the earth, more than that solar system, more than the Milky Way. You are now one with universal consciousness. And in this light, you can hear a voice, the voice that is calling to you. Come to me. It's calling you back to your own true center self. Calling you back to remember why you chose the path you've chosen. And it's not complicated. It is not that you were supposed to rescue the whole planet Earth by yourself, as much as you would like that, but no, that is not the reason. The answer is in simplicity. The answer is that you chose this path to out of the darkness into the light, to ascend into a consciousness of love and oneness from a place of darkness and separation. It was for you to tread a path to remember love, to remember that all is one, to remember that the illumination you're seeking outside of yourself is already within you. The answers, my dear fellow brothers and sisters of the light, they are simple. Keep them simple. Do not focus so much on all the projects that you need to do and shouldn't be done. If it is about love, then choose in your life that what brings you love. And release that thought pattern, that concept that you don't deserve this love. But for that, you must accept your humanness. Yes, you're here to tread the path out of the darkness into the light. And yet you're also here on earth to experience your humanness with love, to accept forgiveness and compassion. sometimes you forget that because you so much seek to become something else. But the human you is just as spiritual as your divine I am present. Might not know as much or be awakened as much, but that does not make it less spiritual. Only capable of being in dimensions and frequencies that it needs to be right now to sustain its body, to sustain its physical self. But as you continue to go through the shifts and changes, as you're willing to recognize the power of 1111, you quickly will find that your body will change too, and that you will be able to hold a higher vibration of love than ever before. What makes 1111 so significant, such a galactic keyword, is because it reminds you that to master yourself as one, be capable of standing across from you, facing your own self. And if you are willing to see truly the divine within you, you will see the divine also in the mirror image of your own self. Then both of you can step together and become one, and a new consciousness is created. When you see 1111 codings, or that is on a watch or on your computer or wherever you see it on a billboard, it triggers in you the truth of who you are. And it shows you at that moment where you've allowed yourself to get caught in believing that you are separate from all that is. It is when you come face to face, when you become the one towards the one, and you see this, what it truly is, an expression of the divine of all that is, then magic can happen. Then alchemy can happen. Then true transformation can happen. Is in and around you. So as much as I know that you don't like conflict, as much as I know that you'd rather be a peacemaker, there are times that you have to face your own self. And the only way you can step away, having raised your consciousness, and having stepped further into your own master self, is true acceptance. And love is true acceptance and love. So now, as you are in your Christ itself, look upon your own self. Look upon the self on earth. With love. It's a love only a Christed one can feel. And so as you feel that love, as you send that love to your human self, still sitting in the room where you are listening to this radio show, you will find that in this process, an alignment is taking place. In this alignment, you can find a way to cross boundaries, to cross separation, to move mountains, place of peace and harmony. So from this level now, reach back down into the womb. And before you saw the shadow world, now as you re-enter the womb, witness the potential of who you can be on earth at this time. What you might want to call the world of love and light versus the world of shadows. See all those potentials based on your belief system, now based on your willingness to see yourself as the Christed one that you are in your own unique way. Look around. What do you witness? What do you see? What has changed? And in all of that, you are still at the center. You're still the driving force. You're still divinity in action. Take a good look. Take a look at your potential. Take a look. Who you can be if you only have trust and faith in your own Christ itself. Now, beyond these visions, towards the threshold, the opening of the womb. This is a very powerful place to be. Don't underestimate the power of this place. This is a place of new beginnings. This is a place where you say yes to all of you, not just part of you, but all of you. So are you ready? Are you truly ready to release everything that no longer serves you, to detach you from all, having trust and faith in your own Christ itself, step across the threshold into the unknown, still with the knowing that you shall always be provided for, that you have the ability to create heaven on earth. Because in truth, the 1111 portal, the multidimensional portal that is opening up within you, not outside of you. It is opening up within you, spreading outward. And it is through your acceptance and through your willingness that what you need to receive to take it to the next level of consciousness will be given to you. The key is to be open to receive. The key is to be willing to keep your heart open enough so that all parts of your body will be touched by this higher frequency that is coming from the galactic heart of all that is. So, again, truly ready to release everything that no longer serves you. Are you ready to open yourself up to a higher frequency of love and light, and to trust it, to have faith in it, the knowing that it will bring opportunities to you like you've never had before. Are you willing to surrender to your Christ itself and knowing that by doing so, you will be raised up and carried across the threshold to a new experience of who you are? These are the questions I want you to ponder on in preparation to stepping across the threshold. Know that you will not be alone. There will be your spiritual guides with you. And this moment cannot be forced. Simply allow yourself to be carried across the threshold by your Christ itself when the time feels right. But know that you will feel the essence of the star portal within yourself the strongest tomorrow at 11:11 p.m. You can also feel it at 11:11 a.m. But as you all know, during the nighttime, quieting of the consciousness vibration on the earth, so it will be easier for you to be receptive to your true Christ itself's guidance, message, and empowerment at that moment. So slowly allow yourself, take a few steps back. This is not the moment to cross the threshold. If you listen to this after November 11th, know that you can always travel back to that time through intent. You can call on me, or you can call on any master of the light, any angel, to ask them to create the Merkaba, a vehicle of light that you step into that will take you back in time if necessary, if that's what you choose. So time and space in the astral realm is very different. These journeys are inner journeys, so you can go back at any time to make that happen. And if it is the time, if you are ready, then simply allow yourself at this point to cross over and to step into the new experience of who you are. But for right now, we are bringing you back to your body, back into your heart for a moment. Remember that your heart is also the space and place for contemplation. So use the times leading up to 11:11 p.m. on November 11th. Use the time to ask yourself one more time, what do I choose to open myself up to? You can even envision within your heart center, within the temple of your heart, a beautiful chalice or small little trunk that when you open it, you put a scroll of your intentions into it as a reminder in the days ahead of what it is you put your focus on as you cross the threshold of the 11:11 portal. Again, the significance of this day is the willingness to stand face to face towards your own self, to the power of love and compassion to bring both parts together, merging them into oneness and creating a whole new experience of who you are. or to know that there will be emphasis to new beginnings, because you're also experiencing the 11-11 portal at a time of a new moon. And as you already know, the new moon always symbolizes new beginnings. Peace now, my friends. Know that all is well. Know that you are being loved and supported through this process. Yes, there will be an integration time after the 11-11 portal, where your body is getting adjusted to these new frequencies that it received. But the hardest part is the letting go of what no longer serves you. And all of you have done an incredibly beautiful job in this process. So take a few more breaths. And slowly, ever so slowly, allow yourself to come back to the surface, back to the here and now. So let me explain one more thing. Just as Saint Germain works with the violet flame of transformation, I work with a higher aspect of the violet flame to support completion, to support the willingness to no longer go through one cycle after another cycle to experience the same thing over and over again, but to come to a point where you no longer need to experience this, what has kept you busy for so long. The reason that I'm talking to all of you at this time is because you've reached such a level of relief. So if you look back and you've noticed that you've experienced similar relationships over and over again, now that you've reached a threshold, you've reached a point where you no longer need to experience these same relationships over and over again to teach you a lesson. You've learned the lesson. You've completed the process. The same with any form of spiritual work or any other work you've done where you've experienced certain kind of parts of yourself over and over again, whether it was a form of lack or a form of rejection or a form of not feeling good enough. Now that you've reached a point where you no longer need to experience that, you've reached a point of completion. But you are the one who has to make the choice of being willing to let go of this repetitive lesson and the knowing that you've learned everything there is to know, everything that there is for you to understand. You've learned, and you can now release this experience once and for all. That is why I'm here, because that is what you're ready for. Know that my love is with you always. I will not be the one who will answer the calls of any callers that might be calling in. That will be Saint Germain, if even someone is calling in. So I will step back now. My love is with you always. I am Aeolia. I am the higher aspect of Saint Germain. And it is so. Blessings to all of you. Namaste. Greetings, all of you. I am Saint Germain, and it is with deep love that I'm here at this time. I'm also very grateful for Aeolia, who's taking you on this journey to this threshold. I know it has given you much to think about, and yet at the same time, he has empowered you truly to let go of what no longer serves you, which is very beautiful. now that I will be with you through this process as well. This is indeed a very powerful time. Do not underestimate this time. You will find your life shifting within its foundation to the powerful influence astrologically as well as through the number frequency and the number sequence that is galactic in nature, that is resonating deep within your DNA, and that is opening up pockets of light within you that have been asleep for a long time. So be ready, be open, and know you are not alone. Are there any callers at this time?
Yes, there is. Let me start by saying thank you, Saint Germain, for all the blessings and teachings that you've brought into my life.
It is my honor, and thank you for your willingness to continue to stay connected no matter what is happening around you. Don't ever think that you've paused the spiritual world. You're just as effective in anchoring the higher frequencies of love and light as you've ever been. It is an honor to work through you at any time.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead, St. Germain, give out the number for anybody who wants to call in for some readings or guidance from you. Callers, if you could call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, we'll go ahead and bring on Helena. You're on the air.
Thank you. St. Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
I love your higher...
Yes, he is a little bit more refined than I am, isn't he? I'm sorry?
Or is so there. You can really feel it. I just want to know if there's a message for me. I've been going through some pretty turbulent times, learning a lot of lessons.
And for you, this is a purging before a new birthing. Just as earlier talked about, you've been looking at a lot of things within your own self.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, not only relationships with another man, but relationships business-wise,
mm-hmm.
within your friendships, everywhere. And they've mirrored back to you belief systems that you've held about yourself, and now you know that you no longer are that person. You just are not. And you cannot go back to that. And a part of you wants to go back to the old you, and yet you cannot. Whenever you go back to the old you, that is when conflict becomes even stronger and you find even less peace around you. So the only way for you is a way to take one step after another forward. And forward to you means to let go of that belief system that love can only appear in your life a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Be open. Open to the adventure of life. Instead of having certain expectations, release all expectations. You will find that life then can provide to you in a way it has never before.
Okay. And I made a move, a physical move, and now I'm going back to where I used to be. Is this the right thing to do?
It was a necessary step for you. Because remember, sometimes you need to step away from something to
mm-hmm.
understand what it's all about. So yes, it is not walking backwards, which is your concern, that you're falling back, that you made a mistake,
mm-hmm.
that you're taking two steps forward and three steps back. No,
mm-hmm.
no. You're not the same person anymore. You've learned tremendous lessons through this whole experience. And now you can go back to where you were and make some new choices. It is all
mm-hmm.
good. It is safe. It is almost comparable to, and that is for all of you, there are times where you step out of your comfort zone, out of your nest, out of your little cave of protection to experience certain things. And then you go back into your nest to recharge and rejuvenate and reorient yourself. That does not mean you're weak. that actually means you're smart. You're allowing yourself this time of recuperation, and that is what you're doing, and it's most beautiful.
And do you think after the time of recuperation, back to the nest, I'll be able to fly out again and relocate?
Yes. Yeah. In due time, my dear. In due time.
Mm. Thank you. Oh,
thank
love
you.
Your higher self. Love it.
Love you too. Be safe.
Thank you. Thank
bless.
You. Bless you.
Hurry, St. Germain, that's in for this evening.
Well, blessings to all of you, and I'm sorry for the interference, Mike. Your music is always very empowering and very beautiful, and yet this time, in a way, there's a symbology in there that there are times where all of you are asked to go into the stillness of self, to hear a different tone, a different sound, that sometimes you keep yourself so busy from hearing, and yet it is that tone, that sound, that can bring tremendous healing and awakening to you. This, you can only find within yourself through the stillness of your heart. It is what Archangel Jophiel very often talks about, the power of stillness. And so sometimes bring yourself back, slow down, allow yourself that quiet time, just as Helena talked about going back into the old place. It is not failing. It is not doing something wrong. It is a necessity on the path forward. Blessings to all of you. M. St. Germain. And it is always an honor to be with you. And I will be with you as you step across the threshold at the time of 11:11. Peace be with you. And it is so. Amen.
I was almost expecting you to play some music, Mike.
Yeah, I know. We're sorry for the listeners. We had a little bit of technical difficulties today. And we were hoping that it was coming through the speakers, but sadly, there was a lot of interference there.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I don't know.
I was
from
wondering
my side,
what it sounded like on your end.
From my side, it sounded fine. It was just an amazing reverberation of echoing that was just made the music like 100 times more powerful.
Oh, my God. Maybe it was only my phone. I'm so sorry. So shall we have a closing piece of music?
Yeah,
then?
I'll just play piano so that it doesn't over-reverberate. And then if you want to, sure, I'll give you a couple minutes on piano.
Yeah,
sure, then
good.
You just do that as a closing, and you just do it as a final thing. So everyone who's listening, my love is with you. Get ready for the 11:11 portal tomorrow. It'll be fun. It'll be easy and effortless. That's what I'm saying. And thank you so much for listening in on the St. Germain Radio Show. And we will see you and talk to you again next month on the second Tuesday of the month. Blessings to all of you.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and this has been the St. Germain Radio Show.